Sometimes nature shows us how to accept things we cannot change. Today, Jane Andrews explains how small projects can help us accept time. This is A Walk in the Park.
Every now and then I see a bird at my feeder who basically takes up residence on a perch. When a blue jay sounds the predator alarm and the birds scatter, he stays still until the danger is over. And when the others migrate for the winter, that little bird may decide to tough it out instead. I constantly have to stifle the urge to take that bird inside, but instead let nature take its course. The bird is old and instinctively knows that its life is ending. So he parks himself near the food in calm certainty of its future. If there's anything that I learn from watching this, it's that fretting does nothing but waste my time. Worry takes up a lot of space and energy that I could actively be using on something else, something more constructive, even something tiny. I do cross stitch. For the last 20 years, I have created small designs that do not take me forever. I have to see progress. I know this about myself. By the time I went to college, I already had 7 years of silversmithing experience. It was small, exact, and I could wear the end result. In college, the assignment was to work on one piece all semester, incorporating pearl settings, Tiffany settings, and forged silver. The frustration was intolerable, but it defined who I am. I need movement to witness progress and to repeat a design as many times as I want. I kept that college project in a box all of these years. I didn't want to be reminded of the frustration. Recently, I took it out, polished it up, and gave it its own picture frame. Although it was the first and last project of its kind, I learned to keep my cross stitch small and evolving, ending one and immediately starting the next, the same design with different threads and colors, until I feel it is time to design a new one. There is something reassuring about the repetition of each stitch, having a tiny, attainable goal in front of me, and enjoying the finished result once it's done. It helps me accept getting older for what it is, the passage of time, each breath, each stitch, staying present in the moment. And for that moment, I'm not missing a thing. I am exactly where I'm supposed to be.
This has been A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcast each week at this time. Brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.